from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, baby. It's hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for making us part of it. We have Rangers pregame coming up at 5:30 as they'll visit the Bo Sox. It's time now for Eric Chiafano to deliver his sports hodgepodge. Here's the Chief.
Okay, I have Cowboys, Rangers, and Mavericks things that need to be addressed, but the pee stuff is getting out of hand here. I mean, this is pretty incredible. Somebody's alleging that they have a pee drawer, or used to.
What, a pee drawer?
Like a urination drawer. You know, some people do the pee bottles. That seems like the most obvious thing to do. And then some people like to bring in their own pee trash can, hide it away in their closet, and that's their own little personal urinal. But it seems as though others will literally just have a drawer. It's like, yeah, that's where my underwear goes, that's where my socks go, and then that's where obviously my urine goes. Where,
do you line that with like a plastic bag or something?
Listen,
are you stacking bottles in urine drawer?
I'm workshopping this in my mind right now, how it is you go about being the IP in my drawer guy. You know, right. What's the strategy behind it? Is there any type of sanitary elements to this, or do you just let it fly onto the wood, bro? I don't know.
I mean, the pee bucket made a little bit more sense, than the drawer.
If you could put the bucket inside the drawer,
yeah.
You know, like some of those kitchens where you pull out the garbage can. Yes. Right. It looks like a cabinet. You pull it out there.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Might actually kind of work.
So maybe you're hiding your own makeshift sort of toilet into the drawer, I guess. Maybe it saves a little bit more time. You don't have to get up and walk to the closet and pee in the trash can like some folks would do. I think if it was me, I'd probably be the pee in the bottle guy. I mean, I've definitely had, talk about laziness, like bottles of water just empty like everywhere. You know,
hey,
everywhere.
Lucius,
but there Lucius, wasn't pee in those bottles.
What do you kind of feel like that the fact that you pee in the sink and then really enjoy it, that maybe you pass this down to your kid?
At least I'm in the bathroom.
Okay,
that's a good point.
That's a good point.
I would see the splashes against the back wall of the bathroom little sink there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
instead of like a dozen water bottles that are yellow.
I mean, a couple of times, like you use the restroom, you forget to flush, and you go back in there. Like maybe it's a restroom you don't always go in.
Oh God, I can't hate.
Like
I can't
2 days
stand
later, it's smelling horribly.
No, don't do that. Please flush.
This is just a terrible.
Please flush.
48 hour pee. What's crazy about this picture Lucius sent of his son is that there's open containers too. It's not all screw tops.
Yeah.
There's some like open bottles and open cans.
I like his own personal rules and regulations that he has. You can have open container in here, baby.
This
no
is definitely a thing that a lot of people do, though.
Oh, I didn't realize how common this was, apparently.
The video game pee in something not a toilet guy or gal is legit.
But, Brian, you might have something to look forward to, because Pappy, Tim and Carthage, texted in and said, when you're my age, it's very convenient when you pee 5 times a night. You'll like the bucket.
Okay.
So maybe you just want it there and just stand up going.
You do get up. Yeah. You have to be careful what time you drink beverages and stuff before you go to bed. because you'll get 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. Yeah, you'll have to get
up. But I imagine you're cleaning that bucket or bedpan nightly. Or
at every least,
morning.
Right? Yeah, because the ammonia smells too much.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Getting a lot of different
a lot of asparagus.
Asparagus. Yeah, you don't want to be peeing the trash can guy in your own closet if you just had asparagus for dinner. 817 says their grandmother was a lazy alcoholic, and so she would just wear diapers so she didn't have to go to the bathroom.
I've seen that before.
Yeah. Like, doesn't medically need the diaper at this particular age, but hey, we're just gonna go ahead and do it.
How about the rash though?
The rash. Yeah, how is that to deal with in adulthood, Broadus? Because as a kid I hated it.
No, are you saying I've dealt with the rash?
How much Gold Bond do you go through?
No, just cases of it, to be honest with you. Yeah, that and anything else.
901 says when they were in college.
I hate you so much. God.
901 says first dorm room.
Glad Dawson kicked your ass in football the other day.
Yeah. Nah, I'll show you.
He was going to cut down the nets next year. I believe in you, dude. I believe in you. Taking those uprights home with me. How does this compare to the pee stuff? Because the 901 says first dorm room, athletic dorm at Ole Miss.
Hotty toddy.
Open the built-in desk drawer filled with toenail clippings.
Oh, no!
From whoever lived there the semester before, I presume.
Athletes are bad, man. Right, there's
some awful.
Athletic dorms are not good. Not good at all. Yeah.
So you're being careful enough to not just let them fling all over the room. I'd like to think this guy like had a plan. Like in his mind, at the end of the semester, he was dumping out that toenail drawer, and things just got away from him on move out day, and he forgot.
Yeah, there's a
maybe a prank of like
freshman. Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, if you're sandwich, leaving somebody for I don't know, but
he's gonna sell them the Lee press on.
Yeah, Dawson was talking about not flushing. How do you not flush?
You're on the phone and you don't want them to know.
Oh yeah,
you know that's I think the only way it's happened.
Mm. Water bill.
Okay, that's a good point.
Water
Dawson.
Bill.
Yeah. If I if I see like a pretty hydrated pee. Now, if this is like a really off color pee situation, that's a must flush.
Stack a couple of peas
on
each
other.
For
me, I'm like, I can stack a couple of relatively clear peas on top of one another.
Why?
Now it's one flush for three peas. I do think I'm saving the environment to some extent.
Just a little bit.
Okay. But make sure when we have to put out that stuff in the springtime where we're saving the world, you can do it for me. You know, that thing that we do for Odyssey.
That's my one thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to flush any time. I'm just going to let it sit in there for 5 days.
3-to-1 pee to flush ratio. Yeah. That's how I'm saving Mother Nature. Okay, hashtag do your part, Broadus.
You could tweet that out with a picture of your commode.
Okay, I got a couple of things here. I need to first mention that our guy Pretty Ricky, who's the amateur newsbreaker in the sport of football.
New York guy, yeah.
He says, we're all awaiting Ayuk, but he can confirm that the Cowboys have offered CeeDee Lamb 4 years, $33.5 million per year, and he would be surprised if it is not resolved soon. Okay, so just that's the word from Pretty Ricky.
Number, I think, is
I like the number.
Agreed on.
Yeah.
I don't think the structure is. That's where I think that's
you guaranteed money.
I heard the word structure from three different people.
All
and
right.
I'm living out here now for you guys. And that's kind of what they're saying. You know, we kind of an idea about this number, but you know, structure is really, really important here. So
the 33.5 makes sense though. That's right in, but that's number two.
Give me something to ask
behind Jefferson.
I'll ask.
Yeah. I mean, is it years or is it guaranteed money? What is it about the structure?
What this one, yeah. I was just told the structure, how they're going to pay it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was
thinking. Void years, that kind of crap.
That's what I was thinking.
The damn void years.
Yeah. Okay, Klay Thompson's first return trip to the Bay Area will be November 12th on TNT. Mavericks go to the Chase Center. So that'll be, we're starting to get the NBA schedule trickling in a little bit. We know the Mavs will be playing the Timberwolves at the AAC on Christmas. You will also get early in the season, second week in November, Klay Thompson goes back to the Bay Area to take on the Warriors. So there's a little Mavs nugget for you. And we'll talk to Jared about this, but it looks like Marcus Semien back in the leadoff spot for the first time since July 28th. Right on. Thank you, sir. There it is, little sports hodgepodge. Sands joins us next here in the Nation. We'll get the latest on DeGrom's work today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As well. Welcome back, Nation. Segment is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen if you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Rangers baseball is coming up here at 5:30. They're in Boston. And Jared's Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And good evening / afternoon to you, Jared. How the hell you doing over there, buddy?
Guys, I'm great. Having a really great spirited conversation with Eric. I got to say, we were talking about Caleb Williams. It's the first time, I think, Eric has come back at me with, like, legitimate, you're an idiot fire. Yeah. Right? Like, Eric and I get along super well. I love Eric.
I love
Eric's
you more.
Maybe, like, tied for my first favorite person at the station.
Right on.
Yeah. I have a ton of respect for Eric. Teeth. And I love that. That was great.
Wow, that was
I think
fun.
A lot of times I'll say something and you'll just be like, I don't want to engage. And like, you probably think I'm the biggest idiot. But right there, you came back at me and I love it.
No, because for the most part, really, if it's football and then I would say basketball, I will come into the conversation with confidence. But as soon as we start having, and it's been baseball season. So a lot of the conversations are baseball. And I'm like, I'm just trying to gain some baseball knowledge here or whatever random soccer, college. I mean, you're more well versed.
Just a sport. Just,
college. Just college in general.
Yeah. Just college sports.
Lifestyle. Yeah.
I know you'll follow college soccer teams Dorn and whatnot.
Jason Doran's just retired.
Very in the mix.
4 days before UNC's home opener.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? So usually I'm taking it. But when he says something like, I think the last time we had a conversation like this was when he said Daniel Jones was better than Dak Prescott.
Yeah, that
was
Walchuk
was there for that.
That was bad. And how did that one work out for me, guys? Did I win that one or what?
Hey, not good. That was not one of the dubs.
Daniel Jones is your Jason Dickinson bleep hole.
Yeah, I missed that on that one. In fairness, I said that 2 years ago.
It's been some years, for sure. Yeah.
It was after his 10-6 season.
Yeah,
and we could have even told you then that
was
that?
Was that the Danny Dimes era?
That was the Danny Dimes era. I still, you know what? Derek Carr, Daniel Jones, all right? Situations that screwed him. If Daniel Jones didn't have 27 offensive coordinators in his first 6 years, I really would be curious how the development would go.
Very
not very good.
Broadus.
Hey.
I love you. I miss you.
I love you. Miss you, too. Hey, can I throw something there about Jared? Nobody feels worse about not helping you than Jared Sandler.
Oh, I was prepared to call you in about 10 minutes.
Were you?
Yeah, should I not? I mean, I just want to apologize again.
Don't call me. Because, again, I asked him for a favor, and then it's like, oh, man, here, look, I'm so sorry. I can't. And I'm like, man, it's okay. It's okay. Oh, no, I feel so terrible. I've let you down. And
you can see
I'm
our like, text thread, yeah.
I'm like, I'm just like.
Well, Broadus, you're the sweetest, hardest person. I don't even know that makes sense.
What? Sweetest Jared, and the hardest.
What?
Hardest hearts, yeah. Not hard.
Okay.
Hardiest.
Okay.
Yeah, hardiest.
You're like
yeah.
one of no, but you're like one of the nicest guys too. And I just felt like you were kind of just going on like, man, I really let you down. I'm sorry, but I'm like, no, man, it's okay. Don't please, don't do that. But anyway,
I think it's the first time that I've ever had to say no to a broadest request.
Yeah, but it's like not a good say. Feeling. Yeah, no, we're good, man. We're
step
all good.
In there, Sans. It's okay.
That means you're
fight
not
it
good.
Out with when your buddy. That, tell your good. Other buddy yeah. no, and then yeah. hey, double but, barrel him. Say I'm Bryce, a busy guy.
Bryce, can I let you know? Eric and I were fighting over Caleb Williams in the break. I can fill you in later, but that's
I'd love
later.
To hear this. I'd love to hear this conversation.
Well, maybe we'll get to that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do we have on?
Maybe
my opinion won't change.
Scherzer, Evaldi, DeGrom.
Well, I still think, and you guys talked to CY, I think there's value in DeGrom pitching, whether this team is in it or not. I think it'd be great for him to not go into the offseason wondering what it feels like to be back on the mound in a major league game. You know, you don't want him going nearly 700 days without pitching a major league game, right? So I think there's value in that. You know, Evaldi, I guess, you know, the hope is that he's back this upcoming weekend, right? That maybe push it back a few days. You know, those oblique things aren't easy, right? So yeah. let's wait and see until they officially pencil him in. Who's the other one? Scherzer?
Yeah.
And we talked about this, right? Scherzer's like, you know, as a pitcher, you don't pitch every day. So his day-to-day, he's start-to-start, right? Like, he's day-to-day, but for him, he's going to be start-to-start all year. And obviously now he's on the IL. But I just thought it was really interesting how open he was before he made his season debut about, like, I just don't know. Like, I'm not sure. You know, he was frustrated with the nerve stuff, and clearly he's not all the way there. I mean, it makes sense. He's 40 years old, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's yeah. got lots. He's not a 40-year-old who debuted late. Like, he's got lots of mileage. Like, he's made so many starts. So it makes sense that Father Time's kind of catching up.
I thought the offense was cooking the last two games, but Boach wants to go back to Semien here in the leadoff. What do you think he's thinking?
Yeah, so Josh Smith is, you know, his numbers in the leadoff haven't been great. Is that random or was he pressing? I don't know. You know, it's tough to always know the difference there. And so I think they're just trying to change things up. I also think Adoli's swinging it well, putting him in the cleanup spot. Maybe they feel like, you know, having the back-to-back righty combo there with Semien and Adoli's, having Semien at the top and then breaking up Adoli's and Smith and having a righty there in that cleanup spot will help. I don't really know. I think at the end of the day, they don't know, right? They're searching for answers on how to make this thing work. Because like Eric asked CY, you know, the runs have been there, but it's tough when you're constantly playing from behind,
oh,
right?
Man.
And not scoring early really does hurt. That was one of the hallmarks of last year's team was mm-hmm. they'd get on you early.
Man, I couldn't believe it when CY said it was like, 200
yeah.
run difference?
Yeah.
Crazy. From the team last year? That's nuts, man. That's absolutely nuts. Tyler Mahle back on the bump, second start. What was his first start like, and how can he build on it?
Yeah, pitched well. I think it was against Boston, right? So pitched well. He said he was a little amped up, you know, with his slider. His slider wasn't as effective, which is still impressive. I mean, he gave up a run that shouldn't have happened because of some bad defense behind him. I think it was an inning in which he had to get six outs effectively. That was the game which the Rangers had a tough time turning double plays, I think. Some balls dropped that shouldn't have. But I thought he looked really good. You saw the splitter and how effective that pitch can be. And then even though he doesn't throw 96, 97, he's one of these guys who's got a high spin rate on his fastball. And you saw him have a lot of success at the top of the zone. Not just the fact that guys weren't getting hits, but like the way they took swings at that, you know, his elevated fastball is, you know, clear indication that that's not an easy pitch for them to pick up.
Jared, thank you so much for your insights. Pregame coming up here at 5:30 as we open one against Boston. Woo! CY said we need an extended winning streak.
Let's
how
win
many? We need 12 in a row? 15 in a row?
I would say 20. Let's go. If you go 15 out of the next 17, then maybe you got a shot.
I'll drink to that. There he is. Me He's too. At Jared Sandler on Twitter X. You want to follow this guy.
Williams, best quarterback ever.
And get your Rangers insights and updates after the USC game, during the game, before the game. Okay. Yes, Caleb Williams. That debate's got to happen on air tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah, we'll get you on at 5 o'clock tomorrow, a little football debate. Sure, what do you say? Yeah. All right. We got 5:30 start again tomorrow, right? Day
so.
Baseball yeah, on Wednesday, maybe.
I did
no,
say
it's
that
a 5 o'clock game on Wednesday.
I think he's the best quarterback to ever wear a Bears uniform. I already yeah, I do feel that way.
Yeah,
didn't take
if
long.
If you wore a Bears uniform, you might be the best ever.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup, Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thethefan.com, Twitch and YouTube. Thanks to Broadus in Oxnard. We'll be back tomorrow for Woolchuck and Chia Follow. I'm Gavin Dawson, and until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation at ease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.